Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
What are you paying attention to? What you pay attention to could significantly change your day. I was reminded of this on a recent road trip where we listened to different podcasts, and the podcast reminded me of the psychological principle of priming. Priming refers to when subtle triggers influence our behavior without our awareness of such changes. Priming has a limited effect, and only usually lasts 24 hours or so, so it has a short-term effect. But for example, I was listening to a TED talk about lying, and I was surprised about how much we lie. You know, the little white lies like, oh, you look great in those pants, or love this liver and onions. Anyway, what stood out for me about this show on lying was the impact of priming. They did a study where they had half the participants remember some list, some innocuous list. The other half, however, was asked to list the Ten Commandments from the Bible. Those who did the task of remembering the Ten Commandments were far less likely to cheat, even when they could get away with it. That activity called up our better nature. We wonder how we could use priming to call up our better nature more often than not. In Spain, authorities introduced classical music in the subway, and after doing so, vandalism and littering drastically decreased. In the book Blink, Malcolm Gladwell talks a lot about priming and its influence over our behavior. And the one study that I've studied before and I love was Dutch researchers took a random sample of students and had half think of themselves as professors and write down everything that came to mind. And the other half were asked to think of themselves as soccer hooligans. And then they were asked to play a game of Trivial Pursuit. The professor group got about 56% compared to the 43% from the soccer hooligan group. And there was no difference in their intelligence. So what I've been thinking about is the lessons I can take from the impact of priming. How can I use it day to day? One of the first things that came to mind is look where you want to go, which means you need to know where you want to go. What kind of days do you want to create? What's most important to you? Because that focus is power. Like books for athletes often talk about this. For example, in a Jack Nicklaus book, Golf My Way, he talks about how he focuses on hitting the middle of the fairway rather than don't hit in the woods. Look where you want to go. Don't look at where you don't want to go. I used this principle in some presentation I was giving a couple of summers back. And I used the example of donuts. Like if I say, don't eat donuts, what my brain hears is donuts. And that summer, when I was doing that presentation a few different times, I stopped and got more donuts than ever before because I was priming myself to think donuts. So lesson one, look where you want to go. That requires me to continually reflect on what's most important. What do I want to create in my life? The second lesson I've taken away remembering the concept of priming is to remember to notice and appreciate what is working. There's hard evidence our brains are wired for the negative, right? And yet, there's also evidence that says if we notice and focus on when it works, we can actually change faster. For example, bowling teams. One half the team got to see what they did wrong, and the other half of the teams got to see what they did right. They both improved, but the group that saw what they did right improved 100% faster. So we need to create some structure, some reflective practice, journaling, success journaling, for example, that we can focus on when it worked. It helps us pay attention to what we're trying to create. The third lesson I've taken from thinking about priming is that expectations shape reality. So I need to remember to prime myself, to feed my better nature with priming on a regular basis. So that's why reflective practices are such an important ingredient for growth. We have to notice. We have to build our capacity to be aware and learn. I'm leaving with my reflection on priming with this question. Am I priming myself to show up as my best self?
This has been The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt, a leadership and life coach who runs a personal retreat center in Lutzen.